Greetings, fellow listeners to Republic Broadcasting Network. Today is the 5th of November in the year of our Lord Jesus Christ, 2023. And you're listening to Yours Truly, Mer, and we have a chat room, yourstrulymer.chatango.com, and I posted in there some of what I'm going to be playing or have Sam play for us. And part of that was what you just heard. It's visual, though, but I like the music. And Russ Winter, on his Winter Watch, had posted on November 1st this, I guess it's from, what do we call it, Twixt? Twitter X? Yeah. And so you can pick it up in the chat room and see the rest of it. But what it is the military in Egypt and Jordan. And Russ titled this posting of his, Israel's Assisted Suicide. And then on the 31st, he had put Israel maniacal plans to drive Gazans into the Sinai Desert. Video is a must watch. What's left of them? Yeah. Yeah, it's pretty terrible. And I'll have some more to say about RBN later. But I want to start with this video number two there, Sam, if you please. It's 10 minutes, and this is an Israeli, and he was even stationed at the Gaza border for a time. And it kind of reflects some of what I think a lot of us are thinking. Thank you, Sam.
Shalom. I want you to know before I start the video that what I'm about to say is very controversial. So if you don't have an open mind about what's going on in Israel right now, and you don't want to hear something that might rattle your preconceived notions a little bit, I suggest you turn off this video right now. I'll wait. Okay, if you're still with me, that shows that you're open to listening to some facts and a timeline that points to a very disturbing conclusion. This isn't a video I want to make, and it's something that pains me. I had a lot of inner dilemmas whether or not I should do this video, but I feel like nowadays truth and transparency is so important that I feel I should share it with you. So we're all trying to make sense of what happened on October 7th, which is Shmini Atzeret. Some call it Simchat Torah, when we all know Gazans came in and basically slaughtered 1,000 Israelis and kidnapped a bunch, all in the matter of about 7 hours. So what I want to do is reverse engineer this thing a little bit to kind of help you understand why I believe that this was an inside job. First of all, we'll start with September 1st. By the way, everything I'm about to say will be backed up with actual links to news articles or video footage. And if you want any of my sources, I'm happy to give them. September 1st, the Israeli government confiscated the weapons of the security teams in the Gaza Belt communities. This was done against the will of those security teams in the Gaza Belt communities. Why that happened, nobody knows. Fast forward to September 10th. On September 10th, the Moetzah, which is basically the municipalities of the Gaza Belt communities, received reports, these are civilians, received reports of increased tensions on the border of Gaza during the Jewish holidays, which of course span from Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and Shmini Atzeret, which was on Saturday. Those same heads of municipalities asked the army if they should cancel their festivities in light of the warnings of increased tensions on the border of Gaza. And what did the army say? They said, no, don't cancel anything. It appears as though we're heading into a state of calm. By the way, all links I will share as soon as I have a chance to comment on this. Now, you can assume that the Shabak did not know about this attack, but that's highly improbable. I mean, Israel is probably the most advanced surveillance state in the world, and the Gaza border is probably the most heavily surveilled, and the Shabak, who somehow knew how about a guy who had Corona in a toy store and tracked him all the way to a soccer stadium during the days of Corona, somehow didn't know about this massive attack planned by thousands of random Gazans on pickup trucks and hang gliders? Are you serious? Are you really that stupid? Do you really believe that? Because if you do, I have a bridge to sell you. Anyways, so then there's the theory that they're called in Hebrew Tatzpitanot, which is basically the command and control center. These are the people, mostly females, who observe, who's tasked with observing the Gaza border fence. They say, there's a theory that says that they were hacked, or that they conquered the, or that they blew it up before they could, they blew up the equipment that surveilled. Well, that's BS, because there's actual video footage that I'll also share with you of those same command control center operators reporting on the breach of the fence. The fence was breached in 15 different locations, and you want to tell me that the most highly advanced surveillance equipment on arguably any border in the world didn't pick that up, didn't report it? Well, they did, and it's documented. So don't believe that lie. Now, once thousands of Gazans on pickup trucks and hang gliders invaded Israel, which apparently nobody knew about, right? Okay, you believe that? Which apparently no one knew about. They had 7 hours to kill everyone in their path, completely destroy kibbutzim. Not only that, take hostages back to Gaza. Unscathed. Unopposed. Now, there are people who say, well, a bunch of battalions were moved from Gaza over to Judea and Samaria. First of all, that's BS. Second of all, okay, so what if they did? Do you know how long it takes an attack helicopter to get activated and blow up any one of those tractors or pickup trucks or hang gliders that invaded Israel? Less than 5 minutes. And I know all these things firsthand because I served on the Gaza border. Less than 5 minutes. It all could have been over. From 7:01 a.m. on October, what was it, 6th or 7th, on Saturday, I believe it was October 7th, it could have been a matter of 5 minutes before the whole thing was upended. And instead they had 7 hours, possibly eight, to conquer kibbutzim, kill thousands, and bring back hostages alive, unopposed. And there's many people that say, oh, well, this was just a breach. No, that's not a breach. I'm sorry, that's not a fucking breach. That's an inside job. And if it's not an inside job, well, then that's even worse. Because that means that the IDF is the most incompetent military that ever walked the face of the earth. And now we're supposed to trust these people to invade Gaza? They're calling up thousands of reservists to invade Gaza under the command of a military that A, didn't see this coming, and B, is too incompetent to react to a bunch of pickup trucks with AK-47s invading Israel? You tell me which outcome is worse. What's worse? That it was an inside job? Or that the Israeli army is really this incompetent? Which one is scarier? You tell me. You tell me if you trust this same military to send in thousands of incredible Jewish souls dying to fight for this land into Gaza. And no matter how high their morale is, and it's high, and these are brave warriors, but none of it matters if the people calling the shots are the same people who allowed the Gaza militia to invade Israel's borders, kill thousands, take back hostages completely unopposed. Like I said, this is not a video I wanted to do. This is not something... And oh, by the way, now America is coming with aid? Do you really think Israel needs American aid to fight Gaza? Gaza! Their most elite force, their air force is hang gliders, and their ground troops are pickup trucks. They don't even have a tank. And we need American aid to... Israel needs American aid to fight them? Are you fucking serious? You don't think that there's anything fishy going on here? You really trust the IDF to send in all these reservists into Gaza, the same people who, A, didn't see this coming, or the alternative, which is much worse, they're so incompetent, they can't even handle a couple of pickup trucks and hang gliders invading their border, killing thousands and taking hostages for 7 hours, practically unopposed, and able to go back.
All right. So he kind of says it like it is. But I would say I've seen pictures of the IDF with wet pants and they have to wear diapers. So there's a reason they're not going in. They're saying they're going in on the ground. I don't think they even are. They're just letting people die in the rubble after strafing them. Just fly over, kill them, and then destroy the hospitals and say all this stuff about... It just aggravates me because this Christian Information Radio, VCYAmerica.org, keeps playing all this ridiculous nonsense. They had a fellow who supposedly, I guess, from Israel, and he was saying they were putting babies in ovens and cutting their heads off. I mean, it's all the same stuff, again, like the lies about Germany. The opposite is true. And I think it would really behoove people and help them to understand if they figured out what happened there in Germany. I still hear people, you know, that are very wise on a lot of things, and they still put out the stuff about Mengele, and he had a Jewish assistant. They weren't doing experiments. You know, they were trying to help people. It's just so backwards. And these people are worse than backwards or inside out. It's monstrous is what it is. And I don't know what to tell you. But let me see. Did you say you have the third one ready? Okay. Yeah, I'll probably need to stop it a little bit here and there maybe to clarify, so, you know, because we'll just have the audio, so a couple things to point out, if you'll play that one next. This, I'll set it up a little bit better here first. This is Monkey Works, U.S., and it's U.S. terror threats to whole new level. This is a SIP rep from November 1st with Monkey, and... he went to Israel last year, and he's in tight with Israel, so the way he words things, just pay attention to the way he says things. Yeah, he's showing a lot of things, but it's still that stupid flipped mentality. So, yeah, if you'll go ahead and play that, please.
I got a little data point for you on that particular one, and that is the fact that that is not your regular R-135. That's actually a nuke sniffer, R-135. So they are looking very closely at that region. And I would imagine that thing has multiple roles. It can probably do the same stuff that a normal R-135 can do, but that one's called Constant Phoenix, and it has a nuke sniffing capability as well. And it has been hanging out all in that area quite a lot as of lately. All right. So now let's talk C-17s. This is very interesting. I will tell you, as we're looking at the data, notice it's a pretty big spread across the United States to the ports. I got confirmation from a truck driver that's a follower that said they are taking stuff that comes out of the rail yard, putting it on flatbeds and taking it to the airports, and then it's being flown out. So that confirms exactly what I thought was going on. I know the first day I was like, I don't know what to make out of this. But looks like we have got it. Now, notice some of these spots, how they spread out. That's out of Fort Hood. Notice they go in a bunch of different directions. And then this, Charleston, right? They're loading up, coming out of the rail yard. They're putting, you know, so we're hearing all these reports of assets being seen all over the place on train. And then we're seeing things get basically flown directly over across the drink. Now, it's not just one directional. I will tell you this, based on what I'm seeing, again, we're bringing people into our country. I think we fly them probably into Germany. They're getting on commercial flights and flying across to various locations.
Yeah, hold up just a second here. You know, he's talking about how some of the activity is hidden, but then he says that this stuff is for real and everything. These C-17s are large planes, and you hear how he uses we and us. Okay, go ahead, Sam.
Green-lighted. Now, here's where it gets interesting. Let me hit pause for a second. We green-lighted the Israelis to basically come into our country without visas about a week before all this stuff went down. Now, I will tell you, the fact of the matter is you don't make that decision. I can guarantee you they already knew what was shaping up in the Middle East before they even made that decision. Okay, that wasn't made in a vacuum, and it wasn't we'll just let them in. Now, when I say Israelis, I'm not talking about, you know, the Jewish people that want to come to the United States and stay for a while and visit and all that stuff, right? I'm talking about people coming out of Palestine, people coming out of Gaza. And remember, when you talk about Israel, you talk about Arab Israelis. They are a majority in Israel. So just keep that in mind. And they do not like us, all right? And I will tell you, I know that firsthand because a year ago today, I was in Israel and I was going all over that country. I was shocked when I first got there because, you know, you think you're going to show up and everybody loves Americans when you get over there to Israel. And that ain't so much the case. They don't like us very much. So I'm just
hold up there a second.
Being Mr. Obvious here, but let me do this. I'm going to go.
Yeah. You know, at some point, I think it's in here. He says about 56% voting for Hamas. Now, Hamas was created by Israel. We know that. So whatever they're saying, they're lying. But 56% of the population are children. And that's what they're killing. Go ahead, Sam.
But here is the important piece of what I'm showing you. You see this right here? Those flights that we see on the C-17s are not going into Tel Aviv. They're not going into Haifa. We're not delivering product and giving Israel money. Okay? That's not happening. What we are doing is we're flying troops into Amman, Jordan. We are also picking people up on the other side that are coming out of Palestine and into Jordan and putting them on airplanes, all right? But it doesn't stop there because look at where the other flights are headed into. We'll get a little spin on this one, and you're going to see that that's not flying into Israel, okay? Notice Kuwaiti Air Force, right? In and out. You can see the flights coming out of Kuwait. They're headed into that region. But, and then we'll just kind of broad brush it here for a second. But the other piece, too, of the other C-17 flights, they're flying into Egypt. Right? And we're picking them up. And I'm going to show you as we start to go through some of the news cycles exactly what's going on. All right. And just notice, just kind of just give you the rest of what the C-17s are up to. Notice the broken traces coming out of Australia, though. Right. Disappearing on you. Okay. All right. Now, let's do this. We're going to get over to the news cycle. First thing I do want to point out, I'm showing you the Intel balloons. The other day when we did a show, I was just giving you the fact that we had two intelligence balloons that came over to here, and I said, well, we got two of them, right? You have one that's down here in the Bahamas, right? Don't see that one anymore. Okay, and then you had two that were right out here that were in the general region, and I don't see them anymore either. Now, don't think for a second that they landed and they're not up anymore. Now, these guys like to go and hide on you. I will tell you, there are 45 balloons currently up all around the world that I have on my watch list. And every once in a while, one or two will just pop off very briefly. You got to catch them in the act, and then they disappear. And so I would imagine that those balloons are, you know, still out here, maybe even over Western Sahara or even Morocco. They may be headed down here into this area. So we have eyes on the belt that runs across. Remember, this is the coup belt, as we would call it. Every one of these countries, as you go across, have had coups in the last 24 months.
So hold up there a second. This is Africa he's so talking Africa, about. Go ahead. He just said it anyway.
Okay, moving on. This is our main brunt of what we're going to talk about today. And again, like I said, had we have left $7 billion in military-grade equipment, you know, in the middle of a desert of a country that didn't like us, I'd be a lot more concerned. But, that never happened. So, yeah. All right, check this out. FBI director warns threat of attacks by Hamas. What? Wait a minute. On American soil? Has been raised to a whole other level. Yeah, that came straight out of the Gestapo's mouth. So you better bet your bottom dollar that if they're telling us that, they know a lot more than they're ever going to tell us. This right here means you better have your ducks in a row, because if something happens, it may be up to you to eliminate the threat. Just remember that this is not good, not good at all. Right. But the fact that they're talking about Hamas on American soil tells you they know they're here. And oh, by the way, we're bringing them here. That's what they don't tell you.
OK, I think that's about it for that. Now, he was talking about Chris Wray, FBI, as being the Gestapo. You always got to get that German stuff in there. Can't ever forget. They were usury-free for 10 years. Mm-hmm. Can't forget that. And so that article, and you can see in the chat room, is a link to the this Monkey Works, but it was the, he read the title. And, of course, Tyler Durden on Zero Hedge. And it's like every news outlet is co-opted to read that these are the big, bad boogeymen, you know, this group of people that have no weapons. And I almost said Jews, and maybe I should say Jews, and people get so irritated. How about Bolsheviks, then? That's what Max Egan's call them. Or Zionists, or whatever preferable term you want for these murderers that dance around in anticipation of doing this killing, doing this stuff that they say the Palestinians are doing, whether Hamas or whatever excuse, which is probably Israelis. So, you know, it's just disgusting to me, and I'm sure it is to a lot of you, and I've heard from different ones. Oh, and I also wanted to apologize for the F-bombs that got dropped there by that Israeli soldier guy in the second clip. I didn't warn Sam that there were a couple in there. It's just kind of hard to pick out that stuff anyway, and FCC is a little more lenient, but it's to me, it's you know, toilet talk and all the profanity and whatever they call Speak Free Radio, Speak Filth Radio, you can say all this stuff, and why would you want to? But that's Jew style to me. Toilet talk and all the cursing, all the Antichrist stuff, that's just Jew style. Okay, let me see here what you're saying. Oh, good, thank you. Let me see, that was the third one, right? I'm losing count already. Can't count higher than five, I guess. Yeah, so we probably might as well wait until after the bottom of the hour break, I think, unless my clock's wrong. Yeah, so we'll wait until after the break, and then we'll start into this Max Egan. When I've tried to parse it out, I hope I didn't make it too difficult, because no reason to waste the time on the parts that you have to see, although some of it you can hear plenty going on. But and that's only like through the first half of this, The True Face of Israel with Max Egan. And he did it, I guess, on the 31st. We'll hear that when we come back. But like I said, it's just so disturbing to hear all this stuff and then playing the eternal victims. You know, I found there were several really good articles, too. Well, there always are, on Republic Broadcasting, the news feed there. And some of them, one of them was from what's he called? Real News. Anyway, Mike King. And he's so pertinent because he does these almost every day, a rebuttal to the New York Times. Okay, we'll go to break, and when we come back, we'll start this other clip. Thank you.
Tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Here's some interesting news. Due to all the recent claims about possible nuclear wars, viruses, solar flares, and civil unrest, people are scrambling to prepare and stockpile food. But the one thing out of reach for many is an underground bunker. Until now. Because you can now have a 3D printed underground bunker in just one day. An excavator digs a hole in your backyard, and 3DBunkers.com shows up in a small truck and sets up their 3D printer under a tent completely undetected. They can print as many rooms as you want at a fraction of the cost compared to traditional metal bunkers. 3D Bunkers uses polymer concrete, which is five times stronger than regular cement. YouTube 3DBunkers.com and watch the video. The creators of 3D Bunkers is looking for a business partner that can help bring this technology to the world. And we need to protect our way of life without living in fear. contact Brad at 3dbunkers.com for more details or visit 3dbunkers.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com. Or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Okay, so this music, like I said, is, you need to see the video. It's like a military promo type thing, and it shows the immense forces that Egypt has, and Jordan, and that's why Russ Winter had put it as Israel's assisted suicide. And so what are all these troops that we're apparently sending in, and we are bringing back all these Palestinian terrorists, you know, to go along with the Afghani terrorists, I guess. I'm not sure. So, if we can start with that series there that's in the Max Egan video, please. What is that one? Six. Yeah. Did you say you got it up?
So the situation in the Gaza Strip is quite literally unbelievable, folks. It's inhuman. It's like nothing I've ever seen. Gaza is literally being reduced to rubble as we speak, as I record this video. Israel has just been bombing them relentlessly. Entire suburbs have been destroyed. Entire families wiped out in an instant. You know, dozens of families, entire family lines. The figures that we're hearing, 8,000 people dead, 3,500 children dead, tens of thousands missing, of course, buried under rubble, dead, I would say. But that's the official figures. Of course, the real figures are much higher than that. But the state of Gaza Strip is unforgivable, what they've been doing. Saying that they're bombing Hamas targets, but really, according to Israel, well, pretty well everything is a Hamas target. And it's just unforgivable what's happening. You know, while this is happening, the United States has actually funneled $14.3 billion in aid to Israel through this war, which isn't a war.
Oh, okay. Right. And then if you can just skip over to the next one, it starts at 12 minutes, 20 seconds, because what's going on is he's you know, showing clips, and you really need to see them. So I was just trying to stick with the audio, but I don't know. We'll see how this works. Okay.
As I said, folks, everything is a target. We saw a couple of weeks ago or a few days ago, they bombed the hospital. They tried to claim that they didn't, but we've definitely established that it was an Israeli rocket that hit the hospital. And they've just bombed another hospital. They bombed the Turkish Friendship Hospital in Gaza, the only hospital that they use for treating cancer in Gaza. I think they bombed today, I think, Al-Quds Hospital as well, which is the big one. And they do this under the pretext of saying there's a Hamas base beneath the hospital. It's absolutely crazy, folks. Like, what they're doing, they're just bombing everything. And you think about it, I mean, there was a post that I saw on Twitter today, and it said, is it immoral to kill children who've been weaponized through brainwashing to grow up and kill you and your family? And this is again echoed by that rabbi who I had on the beginning saying we should kill all the children. He basically says the same thing.
There is no mercy. You may think you're being merciful to a child, but you're not being merciful to the child. You're being vicious to the ultimate victim that this child will grow up and kill.
Yeah, so that's what it's come to, folks. We've gone from Israel saying it isn't killing children at all to Israel saying, well, we can't help but kill the children because they're using them as human shields, to now Israel saying, well, the children deserve to die. It's just incredible, folks. It's incredible the double standards that we're seeing here. But this is genocide of the worst kind being done to some of the most gentle, kindest people on earth, folks. I mean, I've been to Gaza, I've been to Palestine, and these are honestly some of the nicest people I ever met. They're some of the realest, most down-to-earth people I ever met, and what Israel is doing to them is unforgivable. And you can be guaranteed that all of the reports that you hear, all the things that they accuse the Palestinians of doing to Israelis, is what the Israelis are actually doing to the Palestinians. I mean, they've been tormenting these people for years, stealing their children.
Thank you, Sam, for hopping around through these.
All of the stuff that they've been saying about Gaza Strip, you know, we're warning them to leave and we're sending out messages and we're ringing homes and telling them to get to safety. There is no safety. They've blocked all the borders. They're saying now that Hamas is preventing people from leaving. It's not Hamas. Israel has bombed all of the border crossings. It's telling people to go to safe zones, and then it's bombing the safe zones that it tells people to go to. It's using white phosphorus bombs. And the policy is take no prisoners. They're literally executing the Palestinians that they come across. You know, the ground invasion is in there now. And you saw what they think about the ground invasion. They're just celebrating. They're partying. They're dancing. They're having a great time because they're about to go in there and kill at close range, which means they can maim and torture and rape and pillage and plunder all they want. They've made sure that Gaza is dark. There's no communication. There's no cell phone signal. There's nothing coming out of Gaza now. So no one can broadcast any of the war crimes that the Israelis are carrying out against these people. And they're literally partying, getting ready to go in there because they know that it's going to be a blood fest.
Yeah, people are dancing in the anticipation of slaughtering.
And like I said, they take no prisoners. Any Palestinian that they find, they're executing. Some of the video footage that has been coming out, and I warn you, this is a little confronting, but I think you need to see it anyway. Because this is what they're doing with normal Palestinian civilians. taping their hands behind their back, taping their eyes up, and pushing them into a pit, sometimes shooting them in the back as they go in, sometimes just pushing them into the pit, pit full of tyres. You know, then they set the tyres on fire and they just burn them alive or dead. That's what they're doing with the Palestinians. This is not a war. This is not clearing out Hamas. This is ethnic cleansing. And it's been supported by so many countries around the world. And it's time for the people of the world to pay attention to what's really going on here.
So if you can hold it up just a second there. This tire pit, it shows it in the video. And you really do need to see it. And these young men, they're taking them, as he said, they cover their eyes and tie their hands and throw them in the pit and then shoot them once or twice if they haven't shot them already. So they're just indiscriminately killing everyone. And I don't know if I covered it in this part. I think that's what was about to come up was the skunk water. And this is where they take sewage and mix sulfur and everything. And he said it takes like 4 days for the stink to leave your clothes. But the Israelis are driving tankers of this around and spraying it on the Palestinians' homes and on them. And how is this even conscionable at all? You know, and I got to wondering, because they do have ways and they are using them in several states here, Wisconsin for one, where they dissolve corpses with chemicals. So I'm wondering if they're not doing that and adding that to the skunk water as well, because when they first came in there, the Israelis, the Bolsheviks, whatever, some of the roads, they put Palestinians' bodies in the roads and paved over them. And it's interesting how this has kind of been done different times through history. Only it would be like a graveyard and then pave over it, pull up the stones. And that was done with Richard III. They didn't want anybody to remember that poor inbred, twisted creature, I guess. And they did it with a very wonderful man, Luther Martin, who was a long-running attorney general of Maryland. And you can find out a lot about him if you can get past every search engine trying to give you Martin Luther. So if you put in Luther Martin and then Attorney General Maryland, you might get some results on that. But go ahead, Sam. I think we have some left, don't we?
Bomb the way it is. You imagine a bomb comes down, you're trapped under rubble. You're alive, but you're trapped. But you've got no cell phone. You've got no way of alerting anybody to the fact that you're there. That's one of the things that happens when you cut off comms to these places. People are trapped under the rubble. There's no way of even finding them. A bomb goes off, you can't even call your sister or call your brother to say, are you okay? And they might be in the next room trapped under something and you don't even know they're there. And they can't call you and you can't call them. The whole place is a mess. Someone could be within 10 or 20 feet of you and alive and they can't get out and you don't know where they are. And no one can call anybody. It's absolutely dreadful, folks, what's going on. And the hatred of the people. They just want to destroy the Palestinians. They just want to incinerate all of Gaza. You know, recently you saw Benjamin Netanyahu come out with that new map of the Middle East where Palestine wasn't on it. That was just a few weeks before this happened. And everybody's supporting it, folks. Everybody's supporting it. And Israel is crying victim through the whole thing, of course. Huge protests around the world, though. I mean, that's one good thing to see, is the amount of protests there are around the world, and they are absolutely enormous, some of these protests.
Yeah, I didn't... you need to see the video. There are very large protests all around the world, and including Jews in Grand Central Station. They had an emergency sit-in, and I saw different numbers, 300, 400, 500 were arrested. But I also saw the way they were treated. The cop was patting the one older woman on the shoulder and, you know, just all this nice kid glove treatment. And I wonder if they were all released right away. You know, I wonder what happened with that. Or did they harass them, or will they harass them and hound them for years and lock them up for decades like they did on January 6th? Now, go ahead, Sam.
Yeah, a lot of people speaking out about this. Of course, the media is spinning it as supporters of Hamas. when it's not supporters of Hamas. It's people protesting the slaughter of the Palestinian people. You know, I had 14 friends in Gaza Strip, or 12 friends in Gaza Strip. When I went there in 2012, I made friends with people and made friends with a couple of people since I left as well, just on chat forums and things. But I had 12 good friends in Gaza Strip. In 2014, seven of them were killed. In this last confrontation, four of them have just gone off the map. I haven't heard from them. I got one left, and that's Nidal. He is such a kind and gentle man. And when I see what they are doing to the Palestinian people, what they're doing to the prisoners that they're taking, just any Palestinian that they find, you know, all Nidal wants to do is live a peaceful life and raise his daughter. He's got a couple of beautiful sisters. They just want to live peaceful lives. You know, when I see what they're doing to those prisoners, and I think, you know, that could be the fate of my friend Nidal, it's really, really difficult to deal with all of this stuff that's going on, folks. And as I've said, you know, this has all been supported by our politicians. That's why this is happening. They're supporting a genocide. Rickshaw Shitsack in England, supporting a genocide. Peter Dutton in Australia. The frickin' government of the United States giving them $14.3 billion to go and genocide the Palestinian people. These are all war criminals. All of them are war criminals. So their governments are invalid, for God's sake. They're all invalid. You know, there's legislation in England. Shitsack went on there the other day himself and he said, you can't be supporting terrorism. You can't be supporting extremism. You can't be supporting violence against different ethnic groups or whatever. And by the same token, he's supporting Israel in this ethnic cleansing of Gaza. And it's ethnic cleansing, folks. Look what they're doing to these people. Look how they've treated these people for the last 75 years. And look what the culmination of it has become. And it's like shooting fish in a barrel, folks. They got no army. They got no weapons. These are civilians. All this bullshit that they tell you. They show you a little fancy graphic, which looks like it's out of some game that you play, some you know, PlayStation game, which shows a Hamas base beneath our Quds hospital. Oh, yeah, like we know it's there because Israel gives us this colorful graphic to show us that it's there. Without any solid proof at all. It's just all propaganda, folks, propaganda of war. And the people that are pushing it, like Ben Shapiro, what I just showed you, what they're doing to the Palestinian prisoners, taping their eyes up, taping their hands up. And these aren't terrorists. These aren't Hamas. These are civilians. These are just normal people trying to live lives. That's what they're doing to these people. What they're doing to these children that are shaking, can't stop shaking for hours on end. The sheer terror they're putting people through. And this is what criminal frickin' maggots like Ben Shapiro are pushing. Criminal fucking maggots like Jordan Peterson, RFK, everybody who's supporting this, these are war criminals, these are parasites, these are people who are sadists of the worst kind. And this is unfortunately what this Bolshevik mentality is. And that's what we're dealing with, folks. You know, Israel is quite literally the most evil state that has ever existed in the history of the world. And Benjamin Netanyahu is one of the most evil men who has ever walked this earth. He really is, folks. And he's been supported by all of our parasitic governments while they're all crying victim. You know, and Israel's continuing to cry victim. It's gone and attacked Lebanon as well at this time.
Okay. Yeah. It's horrendous. And this is just all the, all the visible stuff that's going on now when they really erupt. But all along, they're doing these child sacrifices. We talked a little bit in the chat room. We got one word. Okay, let's hear that one. See, Sam.
It's also gone and attacked Syria. While it's saying, oh no, Syria's attacking us and Lebanon's attacking us, even though they've been occupying Lebanon for years. You know, they're really trying to create a regional conflict. That's what they want to do, folks. It's a big plan. See, even with the whole Palestinian-Israeli thing, and I feel for people on both sides, you know, it's very difficult to feel too much sympathy for the Israelis when you see the mentality of the IDF and how they are reveling in going and tormenting the Palestinians. When you see so many Israeli people making fun of the Palestinians and mocking them and all of the stuff they're doing, I mean, it becomes very difficult to have a lot of sympathy for them. But there's still a lot of good people in there. And, you know, ultimately it's about the people against the ruling elite anyway, because all of these people that are even doing that shit are all brainwashed into doing it. But the propaganda that Israel is pumping out is absolutely incredible, folks. Absolutely incredible. And the mocking of the Palestinian people is absolutely incredible. And to see all the politicians supporting it, all of them are supporting it, folks. It's ridiculous. So many Western politicians are supporting it. Even Trump is supporting it.
They're not going to be getting into our country. I will cancel the student visas of Hamas.
I think we don't need to hear any more of him right now about that. But we were talking last week a little bit, people pointed about Chicago and in 1955, the still unsolved murders. And these were ritual murders of three boys, and then it was two or three young girls. And partly died from exposure and partly from blood being taken from them in several different ways. I heard that too. I thought, where's that leaking through from? So I guess we'll have to catch up on our commercials here at some point. Okay. Yeah, so this, I put some links in the chat room. If you scroll back through there, you'll see them about the Chicago business. And there are quite a few pictures, and it's under Christians for Faith or something link. And that could be posted. But quite a bit of detail there. But Christians for Truth. Yeah. Flashback. And this one, you know, got quite a bit of coverage. But then anytime it comes to light, just like any other thing that the feds don't want, which the feds are run by the banks, and the banks are run by the Luciferian Brotherhood, and the international Jew, world's foremost problem. But anytime something comes up, no matter what the states have decided, they send in a federal judge to overturn it. For what they want, like they did in Missouri not too long ago with this Judge Wimes, W-I-M-E-S, that Obama appointed. And the ones that really pushed for it to be overturned were the police. So they're in on it, you know? They don't want to be doing their jobs or trust that people can know what they're doing to protect themselves. And then here we hear this in Monkey Works, he's saying that we should be ready to apparently shoot these Palestinians when they come here. I can see it being used as an excuse to strafe, to fly over and flatten us just like they do everywhere else. You know, like Wes Clark had them do in the Balkans. There was very little on the ground. They just fly over and turn everything into a bloody mess. And you have all the harvest of orphans. You want their organs, whatever you want, the sexual deviance, the sex magic, the adrenochrome. And this is the thing that goes unnoticed when people talk about war. They're onward Christian soldiers or whatever else. It's like it's all between adults and ideology. And well, what about the future? The children are the future. What about them? You know? So, I don't know, but I think when we come back this next hour, we'll start with that. I think it's number four, Sam, if you will, and see if you people think we've just been transported in time or not when we hear that.
there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new ease-off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an ease-off drop-in lift?
Our ease-off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the ease-off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my ease-off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. Easeoff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
Ease-off, LLC, 417-932-6419.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.